The Guardian.
The men's game pretty much at the moment is sort of dominated by three players, Federer, Nadal and Djokovic. They're regularly getting into the last four of slams. In Australia, there was one Frenchman who got into the quarterfinals, and the same happened in Paris, that they were different French guys. So, I mean, there is an opening there for somebody to come through. But they are immensely strong and are clearly, you know, the best players in the world at the moment. The women's is a little bit more open. You've got three players that have won the title before, both the Williams sisters and Maria Sharapova, who won it when she was 17. And then you've got the new world number one, Ana Ivanovic from Serbia, who's just won the French Open and, you know, may win the French and Wimbledon back to back.
Well, as you know, there have been claims over the weekend about match fixing in Wimbledon. Eight matches, in fact, from last year's men's singles are being investigated. What's been the reaction to this? Is it going to overshadow this year's Wimbledon?
No, I don't think it will for a minute. It's an old story, quite honestly. It's been resurrected by the Sunday papers. There has been lots of information around for several months, and there's a full inquiry has gone ahead, and the findings of that inquiry will be implemented. And tennis is doing its best to make sure that there isn't any jiggery-pokery. But it's typical of Wimbledon time. You know, people resurrect stories and try and pump a bit of new life into them, but this isn't new.
OK, Steve, let's then talk about brand Wimbledon, shall we? This is now a multi-million pound global industry. In China, there are Wimbledon-branded shops. In India, they've got branded scooters. £26 million goes to the LTA. Why can't we produce a winner?
Ultimately, money doesn't buy champions. You look at the Serbians, you've got three of them currently, Novak Djokovic, Ana Ivanovic and Jelena Jankovic, who have all happened to come through at the same time, but even they say that it's just fortuitous. There's obviously, you know, in countries like Russia, where there's been a huge amount of players coming through, that they have developed a system, and there is a hunger there to get out of the country, perhaps, and to earn big money. I'm not sure that it will ever happen in our country. You know, we produced Andy Murray. We produced Tim Henman. We haven't done too badly, I suppose.
Let's talk about Andy Murray, should we? We know that he's not happy about his rankings. Are we optimistic despite this administration setback, shall we say?
When he says he's not happy about it, he's ranked number 11 and he's seeded number 12. I mean, that's where he is at this stage of his career. I think all he was saying, in fact, was that if he had played last year, which he couldn't because he was injured, then he would have won a few more matches, which might have got him a higher ranking this year. But, I mean, patently, that wasn't possible.
And will the crowds on, is it now Murray Mount, be going crazy, do you think?
Murray Field. I don't know. I guess they will. I mean, you know, he's the only one we've got, so I'm sure they will.
Well, you say he's the only one. There is, of course, one another. There's an Englishman in there, isn't there? Chris Eaton. He's Britain's number 13, 659th in the world. In fact, the lowest ranked player in the competition. We know that he likes his mum's chicken pasta, but what do we know about his game?
Not a lot, really. I mean, he is what he is, ranked 659th in the world. As Andy said, you know, we need to get real. He's qualified, which is brilliant. We've got a couple of other players, you know, that are wild cards that are in as well. I mean, you can't take that away from him, but he is 659th in the world precisely because he is 659th and he's not particularly good.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.